At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
4 o'clock Wednesday afternoon. Broads in for Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Now, shame on me. I'm an idiot. It's Wednesday. It was just 3:30. There was any time to do a Flyers in 50. Here's how I'll make it up, though.
Wow.
Here's how I'll make it up. What if I told you Friday, live from Chickies and Pete's in South Philly, from 2 to 6, it's myself and Al Morgani. Now, if that's a way to make it up, I mean, 4 hours of breaking down Flyers puck. We just got the schedule release not too long ago. We can go WL. Ooh, they're going to Edmonton. Ooh, they got to go to Calgary. Ooh, they're going out to Alberta. That's a tough stretch for the orange and black. But then they come home and see Chicago. W. Do the whole thing, baby.
Yeah, puck it up.
Puck it up.
Feels good to hear that again.
I haven't heard that in a while.
Feels good to hear that again. Let me tell you, goosebumps. All this crap about the Sixers pissing me off. You hit that once and I'm thinking about dropping the mitts. Kidding me? All right, welcome back in. It's Broads. Did I say that? No clue. We're talking Sixers. Very aggravated because I'm going backwards in my stages of grief. There was a time where I just admitted this is who the Sixers were. And then I got hit with the news about Paul George, and now I'm broken again. And what I can't do is punt this season. I just can't punt it. I can't roll into another Sixer season and it be irrelevant. I got to be honest with you. When we had the years of Jimmy, J.J. Redick, and there was hope, of course, it didn't go as long as we wanted, right? We wanted the springtime to last longer and the playoffs to be a thing and a deep postseason run and an Eastern Conference final. And it never happened. But I miss the feeling of watching playoff basketball, possession by possession, slow down half-court offenses, thinking they had a shot. Watching them play the Raptors and it goes 7. Watching the confetti game. Was that Bellinelli? Right? I get it. It's not the highest bar. I want more. I'm aware of that. But the feeling of hope, the feeling of excitement, the opportunities that lie ahead. Embiid. I think a playoff band. Embiid. The Wells Fargo Center at the time erupts. You get the fire and the flames go. It's a packed arena every night. It was must watch. You had to be there. Sixers, Celtics.
T-shirts on the seats.
T-shirts on the seats.
Dude, the T-shirt with Dario.
The snake. The little Philly Unite. Hashtag Philly Unite got the snake. That, I need that again. I'm starving for that. I'm hungry. I need it. And it seems like they're so far away. But are they? I don't know. Is VJ and Maxie and McCain the next wave of this where it's not too far away? But you got to shed off the layers of Embiid and Paul George first. But how do you do that? Who's going to want that? Are you willing to give up pennies on the dollar to add by subtraction? I don't know. I don't know the fix, but I know I want it back. So I'm trying to figure out if my feelings are justified, if I should be in more apathy mode or not. It's a very conflicting day for my emotions. I'm a very emotional guy. 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Angela in Malka Hill. Hello, Angela.
Hello there. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Talking about the Sixers and Joel Embiid.
Okay.
Okay. I am not angry, nor have I ever been angry with Joel Embiid. He has disappointed me too many times, but... My hope and devotion for him changed at the end of last year when he sat in the locker room and he talked to the reporters and he practically was in tears talking about how much he had dedicated to this city, what he sacrificed to play for the 76ers, what he sacrificed for the city of Philadelphia. And when he said that, my head almost exploded. And then to watch him go to the Olympics, he was not able to play for us hardly at all at the end of last season because he was injured. But then he was able to go to the Olympics because that was a goal for him, go to the Olympics, and he played. He didn't rest his knee. He didn't take care of his body. I mean, quite frankly, through the years, he hasn't really taken care of his body at all. Not the way that he should. A guy as big and as tall as he is should not have the amount of weight that he's had on his body. So when he sat there and he talked about what he sacrificed for this city, the fans have sacrificed for him. We have fought for him. We have stood up for him. We have tried to, you know, have compassion for the injuries that he's dealt with. Some of them not happened because he didn't take care of his body. Some of them were just flat out, you know, having an orbital bone broken in your face. There's nothing you can do about that.
Right.
But he frustrated me because it was like, Embiid, we have loved you through every trial you have put us through. And for you to sit there and say to us, I have sacrificed everything for you. And I'll give you the complete opposite on this. When the Phillies players, when Zach Wheeler was chosen to go play for the All-Star game, what did he choose to do for his family and for the city of Philadelphia? He decided not to go to the All-Star game for the benefit of his body, his team, and his family.
Listen,
and
Angela, I appreciate. Yeah, listen, I appreciate your passion with it. Before I let you go, the side question: some what to look for parenting advice now that I'm a parent of two.
Well, that's a tough one for me because I was an only child, and then I only had one child.
Okay.
But now he has two daughters.
Okay.
And to kind of support what the guy said before about the siblings having a bond. One thing with them, with you have two girls, and they have this bond that they grow up together. They have memories together. For me, as an only child, growing up and losing both of my parents, it was tough being alone because you had no one to go through that with. So your daughters are going to have a wonderful bond, and no matter what life takes them through, young years, teenage years, adult years, they're always going to have each other to rely on. And that's a beautiful thing. It's something I always wish I had.
Angela, thank you so much for sharing that story and appreciate your kind words and your passion towards the Sixers. And seriously, I really do appreciate you sharing the story there at the end. I think you're right. I have a brother and we have a bond that you just almost can't even put into words, right? It's blood. It's just blood. It's there. It's thick. And that's the type of relationship that you just can't organically generate throughout anything else. So,
especially when they're close in age like that.
Yeah, you know? You're right.
That's a big thing. They're for each other to stick up for each other. They'll be out.
And if I do the math right, and I'm not a big math guy, but Brooklyn was born in December, so that the late cutoff birthday thing, they may be very close. Since they might be going to high school together,
exactly.
One age difference. You know what I mean?
And that's big. It's
big. Because of the turnaround of the late December birthday and that whole thing. Not a big math guy, but I think there's something to that. So I don't remember exactly the timeline. I remember a lot of fans being upset with Embiid because of the way he mentioned what he did for this city. And if my memory serves me correctly, and I've been on the air saying this, and I know Marcus Hayes works here and he does the Inquirer as well. And if I remember correctly, if that was right around the time where the story was written about a family member and he heavily disagreed with, I feel it's warranted to have a certain reaction based off of a certain story written. So I guess it's hard because I think he made a statement in the moment surrounding a loud minority. And then there are people like Angela, like, I really loved you. I appreciated you. And I don't know if it was targeted towards that part of the fan base and it was targeted towards a specific situation. And maybe, you know, it's better to keep that to yourself. But when family members are involved, it reaches a point differently publicly. That one is a very interesting case when it comes to that statement made by Joel Embiid. But I've always sided on Joel Embiid's side when it comes to reacting to the story that was written at that particular time.
Yes.
So it's hard to separate it. Personally, it's hard to separate that specific instance between I did everything for this city and what he was dealing with emotionally when reading a story that he felt crossed the line. And personally, I felt crossed the line as well. So that one's a little sticky of a situation. But I understand it didn't come off great of I did everything for this city. But when you look at the context, I'm willing to give Embiid a pass if my memory serves me right on that whole timeline. That's the caveat. Let's go to Dave in Northfield. Hey, Dave.
Hey, good to hear you. Interesting conversation today. Good show.
Thank you.
I think that when people talk about the Sixers and the frustration and everything, that part I get. But when I hear people talk about Embiid and, you know, he should be this or he should be that, and they talk about like I was listening to one of the shows earlier today, and they say, can you name the top five Sixers of the last 25 years? And they said it was much harder to do the Sixers than other Philly teams from other sports.
Yes.
I think that you can't compare players from today, from yesterday, because I'm a kid of the 60s and 70s. I actually got to watch two different franchises where we had tickets. One was the Nets and the ABA. And the other was the Sixers and the NBA. And the reason why we did that is because I was a Dr. J fan. So I saw him win two championships in Long Island and then the championship here in Philly. And my whole time growing up, those players gave it all. But when they signed a big contract, it was like $2 million, $3 million. You know, a guy signed like a $5 million contract, and they were like, oh, my God, it set a record. Today, these guys who aren't even good get $20 and $30 million contracts,
yeah.
And then the superstars get $100 million.
Yeah, it's wild. Dave, I thought about this, not to get too sidetracked with it, but when Juan Soto, for example, signs a deal that's like $800 million, I go, well, the expectation is to still hit $280. You're not hitting $450 because now you're getting paid $800 million. So it's crazy how that changes just where we are in sport. Like, this money is out of this, it's unfathomable type of money, and that has to change your mental approach, whether you like to admit it or not.
Well, I think the thing that changes is the mentality of the player, because a lot of people say just what you said. There's an expectation from the fans and everybody that you should be playing at a certain level. But if you're that player and somebody gives you $100 million, your attitude's going to change. I don't care what anybody says, and you're going to be like, I just got $100 million. You're not going to tell me what to do. I know what I'm doing. And they get that, like, we know what we're doing kind of attitude because they were rewarded with all this money.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. It really is crazy. And I don't know where they go from here, unfortunately. I don't. It's a shame. I cannot believe. Now, if you told me it didn't work by the end of the process, you could probably sell me that there are some hiccups along the way. But to be here, this low, this disgusting of a franchise, I can't say I saw this coming. And it's a damn shame, Dave. It really is.
Well, I think injuries, there's nothing you could do other than take care of them. So they happened, and now the players, along with the team backing them up, have to take care of the injuries. And as far as the mistakes that took place over the last 12 or 15 years, you know, especially the last 10 with Embiid and him, you know, he missed his first two seasons in the NBA completely. People forget that. So this guy's got a percentage of playing in the NBA that's very low from the time he was first drafted till today. I don't understand how the public doesn't realize this.
Yeah.
He's never been reliable, but when he's good, he's really good. He just hasn't met expectations because we want to see the team win in the championship rounds. You know, we want a playoff winner, and we're not getting that, so therefore we're disappointed. At least we want to see you try hard enough where you make a good showing. And we're missing that that Tug McGraw, that type of attitude.
Yeah,
like,
I think that's fair. I agree. Yeah, I do. I think there is a missing element of that. Dave, your advice to me now that I'm a parent of two.
My advice to you is this. Have plenty of patience and love them no matter what and be forgiving when it's appropriate and just teach them good habits and good things.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I love it.
And they'll be great.
Dave, thank you so much for that. I like that. You're right. Be patient. teach them the right things. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. See, it's so raw. I'm still kind of in awe that the second baby. I thought I had till August. She decided to meet mom and dad a little early, which is a, you know.
Throws you for a shock.
I just wasn't prepared.
Right.
I had to build the crib. I had to build the dresser. I had to get some things going. We had to do the painting of the wall in her bedroom. So the last few days has been chaotic can be. But I start to think of, you know, when they're 3 and 2, when they're 4 and 2, when they're those ages, they're running around, one's kicking the soccer ball, they're out back, they're chasing one another, you know, that whole thing. Far away from that. I mean, we're dealing way far away from that. But that's what I start to think about, those two. So my neighbor, they're about 40, I'd say, give or take. I'm rounding, but they have 2 daughters, and we see them. They play soccer, they play wiffle ball. You know, they're on the driveway, and they're on their scooters, and they're wearing Cinderella dresses, and they got a tiara on as they're riding their bike around their cul-de-sac. And then I just say, well, that's going to be Brooklyn and Mia in a couple years. Training wheels on, and they don't have them on anymore. I'm like, yo, dude, no training wheels. I'm like, yeah.
Happens quick, man.
I know. Then I'm going to be walking her down the aisle. Oh, my God.
Sheesh. You got a long time for that.
I got to walk her down the aisle.
Yeah. I'm reading this the same exact story about Embiid last night.
Yeah, it's so long.
Quick thing here on Nicholas Batum. It said Nicholas, obviously Batum, who's not with us anymore, his quote out of that article was, "I was sitting next to him in the locker room," said Batum. "I saw his knee before and after every single game. He shook his head. I saw his knee. I have no idea how he's even able to walk on that knee." Is what they say.
That's why I fall in the category of did he take every single step properly health-wise? Probably not. We all haven't. But I think majority of the issues with Embiid is not controllable. I think he's what it's Byron Buxton. Byron Buxton on the field is amazing.
Right.
He can't stay healthy. Mm-mm. And that's the problem. And I don't think Byron Buxton is some bum who doesn't care about baseball. I just think some guys are more fragile than others. Again, that doesn't mean he's taken every necessary step possible throughout his career, because he probably didn't. We know there was a Chick-fil-A addiction. There were the Shirley Temples. But after a couple of years, that stuff did go away, and he didn't eat 7,000 calories of Chick-fil-A milkshakes anymore rather quickly. And I just think a lot of it is just unfortunate on Yao Ming and Bill Walton, and the list goes on how many big guys just don't have the career. I think it's more just unfortunate than it is Joel Embiid's a problem, and he's the reason why he can't stay upright.
100%. Listen, he's got discount brake pads. You know, sometimes you pay a little extra. Brake pads last year on that stop and go. His they're just going early, man.
Yeah. Now there is more on this, and we'll continue to react to the big story on ESPN. But Joel Embiid says he doesn't appreciate when people claim he cares too much about individual awards. Quote, "If you are in position to win MVP, I don't care who you are, you're going to go after it. Because I never believed I would be in this position, first of all. Second of all, when I got to the league, I thought, yeah, maybe I'll have a chance to be a great defender. I never thought I was going to actually be this good offensively." So he thought, we got to strike when the iron's hot. See, I don't have a problem with caring about individual awards. You don't think Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers likes to win MVPs? I think it's like anything. It's a step of another process. If you want to be great, you're going to win an MVP along the way of trying to be great. If you want to be one of the best centers in all of basketball, you are going to stumble upon being in the mix of being an MVP. Jalen Hurts next year will most likely be in the conversation of MVP. It's okay to think winning an MVP is an accolade to check off the box list, your checklist to check that box while trying to win a championship. It coexists and aligns with the ultimate goal, which is be the best version of yourself. It's not as if the award goes to the bummest of the bum. And like, hey, if you're a bum this year, you get this award. Oh, yeah, I want to be a bum so I can go win the award. No, it's play your best. And when you play your best, you can fall into the mix of winning this award. And if that moves the needle for you while you're trying to get to the end goal, which is win a championship, I don't see there being an issue with that at all. So that never bothered me. Let's go to Sean in Limerick. How's it going, Sean?
Hey, good afternoon, bros. How you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you?
Good. Before I want to start, I know you're not doing it today, but congratulations on everything with Puck It Up and flying the flag for the orange and black in the city. I've said it before, but looking forward to hearing you and the godfather of Philadelphia hockey on Friday from Vicky and Pete's there. So.
I love it. Thank you, Sean.
So I'll give you advice at the end here for the kid situation and touch on the Schwarber contract. But from the Sixers, the word that comes to me, and I saw this come through my phone from Shams' tweet on earlier in the week, I believe it was Monday maybe or whatever it was, apathy. I'm just apathetic to this situation that we've put ourselves in with the Sixers. And I've been at the point during his tenure here with Joel Embiid where it was Joel Embiid. But then you start looking, look, I mean, a lot of these players, when they play for these, towns and they start their career, I mean, these were teenagers, young kids. I mean, if somebody was grading me when I was 17 or 18 making decisions, I'm sure they'd have a hell of a lot of things to say on the sports radio thing. So I don't look at it from that aspect at this point. He's made a lot of mistakes. We all know what those mistakes look like. I do think he is truly injured and things are going wrong. I put the blame sorely at the feet of the Sixers at this point, and I put it from a creativity standpoint and an unwillingness to live life without Joel Embiid standpoint. Like, just look what happened this year. And I'm not saying I agree with the trade, but the Dallas Mavericks said, hey, Luka Doncic, you're not getting in shape. We're getting off of you. Whether you agree with it or said they're crazy or not, like, well, that team said, hey, we have standards. We have a thing that we want you to live up to, and if you don't, we'll take the heat. We're going to ship you out. And the Sixers at some point have had to come to that realization, like, well before we got to, like, hey, he's untradeable, his knees don't work. Like, they have him in-house. They know his dirty laundry. They know what goes on. They know his body. Like, at some point, they have to be comfortable without living without Joel Embiid. And if not, you're on the last year of his contract, not throwing him another huge three-year deal on top of it. And then it's like literally putting paint on a house that has a foundation issue. We have one superstar that's broken down, and we're like, hey, he wants us to go get another mid-30-year-old superstar who never has played a full season in his life and is traditionally injured. Let's just go slap some paint on it, call it a new team, and let's get excited for it. And here we are with Paul George. So instead of last season going after Paul George, be creative. Throw in athletic young role players. They've never done that. So, like, my situation with them is just apathy and uncreativity. Like, it's like, just go for a big name, James Harden, Paul George, and let's throw them next to a broken down superstar. And we expect us to be like, oh, why don't we get out of the second round of the playoffs? Why don't we make the playoffs? It's frustrating.
Yeah, listen, I think you're right, and I think you nailed a lot of things there. There was once a time, and we're past it now, but there was once a time where I think I was in the mindset of Daryl Morey, which is just go get the best players, go get the biggest superstars, throw them together, and make it work. But now, as you see, the league has changed. It's younger, it's faster, it's more athletic, it's deeper rosters, it's less about the three-headed monster of legitimate star power of Kyrie Irving and James Harden and Kevin Durant, and now it's more about cohesion and building a team and really finding structure on playing the right way, and you got to find a way somehow to get to that point. And I don't know if you can with Embiid and Paul George. Now, you might be able to with VJ and McCain and Maxey, and there could be something with building a team through that youth, but you got to find a way to cut ties, and I don't know if they can cut ties with these two guys.
Agreed, 100% agreed there. On the Schwarber contract, jumping to the Philly side, a little more positive there. I've been hesitant since 08 with that 08 team. I think we rode that team too long, handed out too many long-term contracts that really hampered that franchise. But watching Schwarber this year and then last night, it just brings me back to that scene from Rounders, the end of Rounders, where he's like, pay the man his money. That's exactly how I felt after watching him hit the three bombs last night to win the NL MVP for the All-Star game. Just pay Schwarber a 3-4-year contract. That man brings more than just the hitting. You can tell even when he's on an All-Star team, the vibes he brings and what he brings to the locker room, I think that's going to be needed. I mean, that guy is just going to mash balls until he's 42. Pay the man the money at this point, from my perspective.
Yeah, I would be surprised if they don't get something done with Kyle Schwarber. Now, I'm not telling you it's a lock, but I do think that they have very high interest to make it happen. Sean, before I let you go, the side question. I need some help. I need advice.
Yeah, so we're in a Philly sports town, so my advice to you is pretty simple. Take the kids, even when it's going to be a pain, and it will be a pain when they're extremely young, to as many sporting events as possible. Go through those growing pains, because I have two boys that are 15 months apart, and now they're 13 and 14, and it's ritual for us. And, you know, those moments that we create regularly every summer, every winter, whatever sporting event we go to, it's spectacular. It's one of those things that I believe will be carried on well after they move out of our house and get older. Those will be traditions that we carry on, opening day, things like that. And listen, there were times when I have two-year-old and a three-year-old at a baseball game, and it's not going as well. But you go through those trials and tribulations because on the back end, those memories you're going to create are unbelievable. So,
yeah, I love it, Sean. Thank you so much. No doubt about it. Sometimes I think about that when I – well, we have a little tradition now where Brooklyn, who is at the time, you know, 14, 13 months, she doesn't know exactly what she's watching. But when it was 1 o'clock on Sunday, she came down in the basement. She hung out with me. She watched the game, the whole thing. And she didn't know what was going on. But when they do get older, oh, there's no doubt, Sunday, we're going.
Good way to get them tired.
Yep.
A little bit of hooting and hollering down at the barn.
Hey, come down in the basement. We're watching. We're watching the Eagles game. All right, come down the bay. We're watching the Fly Guys. 7 o'clock, Flyers-Rangers at MSG. We're watching. And we'll see where the passion goes from there. 215-592-9494. A lot of interesting conversation right now in regards to the Sixers. Tremendous job. Can't wait to continue talking to all of you beautiful people. 215-592-9494. Do the Sixers even deserve the energy that I'm giving out right now? Because I care, and I probably care way too much, and I probably care a lot considering where they currently are, and I can't let that go. I am disgusted with the Sixers franchise, and I can't be apathetic. I can't have no apathy. No more apathy. Did I say that wrong? I don't know. I can't stand this team. My brain doesn't work. I need Sixers basketball back. Am I crazy to care this much about my team, even though I don't get the respect back in return? 215-592-9494. Coming up next, we will continue taking your calls. And there is a thief at the radio station. And we need to do some digging. It's Broads. In for the afternoon show on 94 WIP. Welcome back to the WIP afternoon show. Broads in for the fellas. 215-592-9494. It's been a pleasure, as always, hanging with the people. We're talking Sixers, okay? Yeah, I know. Talking Sixers. Listen. I care deeply about this team. And unfortunately, they've been irrelevant. And they've been so irrelevant that they haven't even been talkable. And I'm trying to figure out what to do with that. Because on one end, they aren't worth your time when you have to Google who the starting five are. I will not lie. I had to Google who was on the roster. I mean, that's pathetic. The same token, or the flip side of the coin, if you will, is do I just accept it? Do I just allow the Sixers to do this where someone like me, who is hungry to get Sixers basketball back, I just give them their own timeline? Figure it out whenever you're ready. I mean, I want to flip the double bird. If I'm being honest, I want to flip the double bird. Screw you! How can I get my team back? How can I get Sixers hoops relevant again? I demand it. I don't know what the answer is. I don't get paid millions of dollars like Daryl Morey does. You got to figure it out. You must get rid of Embiid. You must get rid of Paul George. You must create a new brand of basketball through the youth. If that's the way it's got to be, so be it. But it must be done. And I'm starting to get back into my anger stage of grief. Am I wasting my time, though? Is this the way it should be? 215-592-9494. We are going to get back to the phones. But I must tell you that there is a thief in the building. I'm very disappointed. I don't know where to begin on my journey and quest of figuring out the thief. But let me give you a little bit of information. About a week ago, I was right here in these beautiful studios, and I bring my MacBook, and I do a little bit of editing, and I do a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Let me grab the open of the show, blah, 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 blah. I got a little thing here, right? Well, I get home, and I open up my laptop, And I go, huh, I don't have my charger. So what do? I text at the time Luke Nichols, who was producing my program. And he had the Phillies game afterwards, so he was sticking around. I said, Luke, you fine gentleman with a lovely voice, would you please check the studio to see if I left my charger? He hit me with the got it and goes, I'll leave it in the room. I'll put a sticky note next to it that says Broads' charger. Perfect. Well, my wife had a child. I wasn't here for a week. I came back today. Luke was producing the midday show. Say, Luke, what up, dude? You got that charger? He goes, oh, yeah, I put it right over here. Walks me to where he put it. Nothing. Then we start looking around the room. Open up a couple cabinets. Nothing. Few drawers. Nothing. Someone stole my damn charger.
Ooh, boy.
That had a note saying Broad's charger. What do?
I got some big news for you here.
What?
I have it.
No, what? Yeah, you have it.
He told me.
Well, hold on.
When he left, make sure that this goes somewhere for Broads. You know what I did? I hid it right in the back corner of this thing underneath the mug and a hand sanitizer for when you came back. But guess what? When you came back, you never came back because your kid came.
Yeah, yeah.
That's who came.
So you have the charger.
So it's been hidden back here in this corner for when I saw you again. No one reached out to me. I didn't know that this was a thief thing, but so, now you see it. It's right here in my right hand.
So hold,
here's your charger.
Wait. This gets even weirder, though. Hold on. Because I found the charger. So now you have a charger.
Now this is someone's charger.
Now whose charger is that?
I don't know. I guess I stole someone's charger.
You are the thief. But
dude,
not my thief. You're someone else's thief. Wait, so I finally found the charger in the same exact spot you just mentioned. But here's the kicker on where the thief comes in. Back to my story. They kept the charger for me, but took my cube. So they took my powerful, and it's not one of those tiny phone charger cubes. These are the big MacBook cubes.
Right.
Which generates more power.
Listen, I wish I took that from you.
So, do a little digging. It's not over there in the corner.
I can check for you. I mean, I found this pretty easy.
Right.
This is what I thought it was.
So now we have an unknown
charger.
We got mine, but no block.
And this doesn't have a block either. So
there's a block thief. There's a block thief.
You remember waking up at someone's house the next day and every
not
block
having
in the
your
wall?
Not having your charger?
Going.
Yeah, dude. Oh, my God. You kidding me? It was the worst. So I got to do my research.
Heading back to school? Head to DSW first and save up to 25% on select styles from big deal brands. Score major savings on must-have shoes and accessories from Nike, Adidas, Crocs, Reebok, Hey Dude, and Under Armour. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. Whether you're prepping for the kids' first day back or just for a busier calendar, get up to 25% off A-plus styles for women, men, and kids at your DSW store or DSW.com for a limited time.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, Switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus, free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Some around the building were thinking Luke was making me zig when he knew I needed to zag. And he was setting me up when he was the thief himself. But there's no reason for me to believe that. I'm not there. But this is starting to get interesting. My eyes are open. You guys thought I wouldn't figure it out. Okay. All right. Well, we're just getting started. Let's go to Carl in Chester. What's up, Carl?
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Well, thanks for taking my call. Give me about 30 seconds to cook, and then I'm going to hang up and hear what you got to say about it.
You got it.
All right. So this is how I feel. Joel Embiid has shown a lot of heart over the years. The biggest problem with the Sixers is the pieces around him. When he played Joker and a lot of the big men in the league, he'd do his thing hands down, no problem. But he can't be the general manager. They fired Colangelo. They never really gave Elton Brand a shot to do what he needed to do. And now Daryl Morey just hiring his buddies and washed up players. If Joel Embiid was given the proper team around him, he would have won a championship, just like he won a gold medal when he had the right players around him. All right? That's that. Beyond that, let's not act like Sirianni had anything more to do with winning that Super Bowl than the ball boy. I'm going to listen to what you got to say about it.
Oh, wow. I knew he was sneaking in something. Get us fired up
I
right
disagree
there.
With that. All right, I disagree.
He controls the personalities.
Come
that's his way.
On.
Runs a tight locker room.
Nick Sirianni has done plenty for you to not have that stance. You're saying he's the same as the ball boy?
Listen, if that was his, he was saying Nick Sirianni doesn't do anything more than the ownership for the Sixers. That's what the point he was bringing together right there. Because I mean, we have a Super Bowl on one team; the other team hasn't even sniffed it.
That threw me in for a loop. I wasn't expecting that. I had so many thoughts on the Embiid thing, and I actually agree that there were some real roster construction flaws that nobody wants to go down this path because they want to blame Embiid and others more, but Ben Simmons can't shoot a basketball, and in a half-court set, when you don't have a jump shot and you have to stretch the floor in a very three-point-heavy league, it changes everything, and double-teaming a big man who is going on the low block and his back is against the basket. That's why he started to face up a lot more and worried about passing out of the double team was a big part of his game that he had to work on is because of the deficiencies of other players. And that's real. There's real legitimate schematic X and O basketball discussion that related to maybe some of the failures. So I do agree that construction was interesting and lacking at times throughout the Embiid experience. That's what I'll say on that. The ball boy, Nick Sirianni thing. Here's the one thing Nick Sirianni is elite at. Elite. Not good. Not great. Elite. Is building camaraderie. Togetherness, family, relationships, the connection.
Smell the perfume, don't drink it.
That's right. And he did build that. And that is a difference maker. It just is. Keeping everybody on the same page, keeping everybody in the right mindset. This is the same head coach that dealt with the worst collapse in Eagles history. And he responded to that season going 2-2 and then winning a Super Bowl. You're telling me he had nothing to do with the way the team attacked on a day-to-day basis?
Hashtag, that's my coach.
Come on, man.
That's my guy.
Come on, man.
And the ball boy. Hey, enough disrespect for the ball boy. Remember Saquon carrying that dude over the fence and putting him on the float?
Listen,
that's my ball boy.
You can disrespect the ball boy.
Dude knows how to handle.
Come on, guy.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, come on, guy.
Midday.
I don't care about the ball boy.
That's what she said.
All right, let's get an update on the Twitter poll. Brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For extraordinary diamonds and customer service, visit Mark's in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. So the question I asked you was, what name pops into your head first when thinking of the Sixers' failures? I gave you two options, Joel Embiid and Daryl Morey. Daryl Morey is winning losing, depending on how you view it. I'm sure Daryl Morey thinks of it as he's losing. He got 58% of the votes. Joel Embiid, 42%, which I did expect Embiid to get more of the hate just because people hate Embiid a lot. And I know people hate Daryl Morey, but when you're the face, when you are the star, when you are the player, when you have the big contract, when you were here the longest, I think that settles in differently. But to my surprise, it looks like Daryl Morey is leading the way. Let's go to Rick in Easton. Good afternoon, Rick.
Brody, my brother.
How are we?
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great.
I'm going to tell you what I always tell you. Take a deep breath.
I try.
You got to try.
I try.
Especially now that you have three women in that family.
I know. It might make me breathe more intensely, unfortunately.
We'll get to that in a second.
Okay.
Let's go inside the building first.
Okay.
There were many years where the Eagles, I'm 67, going on 30, as you know. The Eagles and the Phillies were abysmal for years, while the Flyers and the Sixers made the playoffs every single year. It's flip-flopped. You got to get over it. Only in 1980 is when all four teams made it to the finals, which very few cities could ever say it ever happened. First things first, I know it's not going to be a big deal, but it's not, let's go Flyers. It's, let's go Flyers. You got to bring that back. You guys are rushing that, let's go Flyers. It's, let's go Flyers. Slow it down. They'll be back. But
I love it.
The Flyers are 3 years away for many, many reasons. And you know, outside of baseball, it takes a hockey player more time than it does in baseball to be ready for the NHL. You're going to have to be a little more patient. With the Sixers, unfortunately, because nobody agrees with me, I think this team was in trouble when Billy King dropped the ball as a GM. I don't want to fight about that right now. They're 5 years away because they're stuck in those two contracts, and there's nothing you're going to be able to do. You're 3 years away from the Flyers, 5 years away from the Sixers. That's just the way it is. It's just the way it is, and you're going to have to get over it. I love your passion. You're going to have to get over it, and you know I love you, brother.
Mm-hmm.
So the bottom line here is, let's go Phillies real quick, and I'm going to give you my advice as a parent of three women in the family. God bless you. Listen, Utley, J-Roll, Howard, you had to keep them because you didn't have starting pitching before they were ready in the early 2000s. Schmidt, Lozinski, and Boa. You had to keep them because you just barely got Steve Carlton into the building. You didn't have enough starting pitching. You couldn't get rid of those six players. I'm going to tell you right now, you got to go big or go home. Ruben Amaro already agreed with me that Schwarber can live in left field through October. And Ben Davis now thinks he loves the trade. I don't know who's going to do it and who wouldn't do it, but you got to dangle to, I don't know, who are they, the Oakland A's or the interim A's? You got to get Rooker. You got to get Miller, even if it costs you Painter, Crawford, and Miller. That's it. Go big or go home. Because Rooker is a $12 million contract. He's locked up for six more years. You're going to have to get him in the building, because if you can't re-sign Schwarber, you better have a guy that can hit bombs. I'm telling you, that's the move to make for the Phillies.
You can sell me that for sure. I was for a while, and I'm not the prospect hugger. I said everybody's on the table, but you can tell me that Painter isn't. But now, after watching some of the AAA stuff, and I get it, he's 20-something years old. There's a lot of future ahead here for him, blah, 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 blah. But my point is, he's now on the table, too. You can, and you'd mentioned it with the team control stuff. If you're going to make a move and you move a prospect for a proven MLB bat, and he's locked up here for years to come, I'm not trading Andrew Painter and then getting somebody for a month and a half to try and salvage this thing. If this is a real building block piece and you get Mason Miller for years to come and solidify a huge role, and you're talking about for years and years, then by all means, trade these prospects for proven.
You've got to create a gauntlet of Rooker, Schwarber, Harper, Turner, Castellanos. I don't care any one of those five guys, because except for maybe Boehm, the other three are automatic outs. The Dodgers have Freeman, they have Mookie Betts, they have Ohtani. The Mets have Lindor, they have Alfonso, and they have Soto. We don't have that gauntlet. We have to create the gauntlet, because we can't move the automatic out that JT Realmuto brings you. We can't get the other outfielder out of the outfield. You got to give that a shot. Okay, here you go, buddy. Three women in the house.
Mm-hmm.
You got to give in and live to see another day, and get the girls outside when it's summertime. Get a lot of sunscreen on them. Get them in the water. Get them swimming. Get the sun on them. They'll sleep through the night. My 5- and 6-year-old granddaughters do it, and that's the best way to handle things. But you have to give in and live to see another day, and you're going to be fine, my friend.
All right, Rick. I appreciate – oh, he had a little more there. I appreciate it, Rick. All right, so live to fight another day. That's almost in the same happy wife, happy life category.
Yeah, you and the Sixers.
Live to fight another day and tire them out when it's summertime. We do that. So her family, which is my family now, but they just got a shore house. And it's one of those, bring the kids, let's have some fun, you can show up whenever. So we recently got a place where we can do that. And we've been bringing Brooklyn to the beach for a little bit. And you're right, she goes right for her nap when it's time to nap. That sun beats her down a little bit. Now we keep her covered, and she plays with her shovels and whatnot and sand castles and all that good stuff. But yeah, when it's time to go back to the house and it's around late evening or early afternoon-ish, whenever she wants to go down for a little quick snooze, oh, she goes down for that quick snooze.
Real easy.
Well, yeah, me too, though.
You a boogie board guy, you a body surfer.
Body surf guy.
Body surf guy. I knew I loved you.
Back in the day, I would do the skim board.
Yeah.
I would do the skim board by the water where it starts to get bad.
Do a little sprint.
Do a little skim. Yeah.
Hey, nothing like a little skim.
I wasn't too in the boogie board life after...
No,
just the early stages.
Dude, body
of
surfing is a dying breed, and I live every single day to make sure it doesn't.
I love the ocean, dude.
It's 10 degrees on body surfing.
It's the best.
Doesn't matter. Nothing like catching a wave with your body.
I don't get the I don't like the beach people. And if you tell me it's sandy, shove it.
They're addicted to their phones. That's what it is. They don't. They want to sit there, and they don't want to just have the sun, the sand, and the water to play with.
There's so many things you can throw the football. You can go in the ocean.
Ham and cheese sandwich.
Ham and cheese.
You know what I like?
A little Twizzler with sand.
Yeah, dude. Just a little crunch.
Just a little crunch.
Talking some crap to the Seagulls. You're not getting it today,
buddy.
Yeah,
you got the sandwich. The towel wrapped over your head. And you're eating maybe a tuna sandwich.
Dude,
you're anti-tuna?
I eat everything in the world other than tuna.
No, tuna's A+.
You're not catching a fish and then putting it on a shelf for 9 months and then feeding it to me.
Yeah, for sure you are.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, it's so good.
I'll catch a tuna barehanded while I'm body surfing before I eat 10-month-old fish out of a can.
Load it up in mayo. Get some tomato.
I'm all with the mayo.
Get the tomato.
I'm with old fish.
Dude.
I don't even know when that fish was caught. Am I older than that fish?
Don't even worry about it. It tastes delicious.
The next tuna you eat is going to be older than your daughter. Know that.
That's okay. I'm going to have it tonight for dinner. I'll send you a picture. 215-592-9494. We roll into the 5 o'clock hour. It's been a blast. We got one more hour together today. 215-592-9494. Should I be this frustrated with the Sixers, or should apathy be settling in? I don't know. I'm getting mad again. I'm getting mad. Am I right to get mad? Is it justifiable? Paul George getting surgery. What are you going to do? That's what it seems like everybody's saying. I'm at Wawa getting a coffee. Hey, did you hear Paul George in surgery? What are they going to do? What? That's a big acquisition. Dude's hurt already. Is he going to be ready for training camp? I don't know. What? Well, that pisses me off. I'm supposed to just accept it? I can't. 215-592-9494. Coming up next, your phone calls. And Embiid talked about his relationship with James Harden. Wait till you hear this one. Ay, ay, ay. Talk about drama. Ugh. It's Bro. It's in for the afternoon show on WIP.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.